Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
It's the eve of the big matric exams, and some KZN pupils say they're entering the final chapter of their schooling career with a mix of emotions. In the province, almost 200,000 candidates are expected to sit for the crucial NSC papers, which kick off with computer applications, technology pracs and language subjects tomorrow. Siddhar Dhanraj, who goes to Northwood High School, says he feels prepared for the weeks ahead.
Well, I'm a lot more calmer than I need to be, I can't lie. I should be stressing a lot more. It's not even sad at this point. I'm so done with matric, and I think a lot of matrics are as well. It's do or die.
Svandumbanza from Isikowidi High feels the pressure's on.
We need to make a mark as a class of 2025. We need to pray. We need to push harder.
Afghan Dovela goes to New West Secondary School in Newlands West.
For me, it will be like a great thing to achieve this year, seeing that, oh, the Lord is with me, so like I can do this. I can push to the finals, and I just need to study, and I know for sure that I'll feel very relieved after.
Meanwhile, Rebecca Major from Redham House Mhlanga says it's been a long road of hard work.
I'm feeling a bit reminiscent because the last 5 years were definitely very impactful. So a bit sad that it's all over, but at the same time, I'm looking forward to next year. I'm shaking in my boots, but I know it's going to be fine. It's going to be okay.
Electricity Minister Hossein Soramkhopa says while clean energy generation is set to become a primary source of electricity, coal will remain part of the energy mix. Ramakgopa was briefing the media on the Integrated Resource Plan in Pretoria yesterday. He says the IRP, which was approved by Cabinet, is aimed at solving the country's energy crisis and boosting economic growth. He says they want to ramp up electricity generation from gas and nuclear in the next 15 years. Ramakgopa says government plans to invest 2.2 trillion rand, which is about 30% of South Africa's gross domestic product, into a comprehensive strategy.
Electricity has got relationship with human development. Human development has got a relationship with GDP growth. For as long as there is no electricity, we're going to undermine the country's potential to achieve its ambitions of growth and ensuring that we are able to attract the necessary investments.
He says job creation is also one of the IRP's goals. The minister says the country's pebble-bed modular reactor will be revived to boost nuclear capacity.
We're building 5,200 megawatts of new nuclear capacity in this country. Solar PV is going to be a big part of the mix going into the future. And then that's an additional 25,000 megawatts of solar PV. Wind, another 34,000 megawatts of PV. Gas now ramps up to 16,000 megawatts.
Detectives and art experts in France have described a robbery at the world-famous Louvre in Paris as the heist of the decade. Eight priceless jewels were taken, including a brooch containing almost 2,500 diamonds. Authorities say the thieves broke in over the weekend through a window, which they reached using a basket lift. They're believed to have fled on motorbikes. And finally, President Cyril Ramaphosa says he hopes today's Diwali celebrations serve as a time of spiritual renewal, cultural pride and compassion for those celebrating. He's extended warm wishes to the Hindu community as they mark the Festival of Lights. Durban's reaching a high of 20 degrees today, Maritzburg 17, Richards Bay 22. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.